March 4th, 2006. That's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Show. Whoa, got some echo. There we go. It's March 4, 2006. A very comfortable Saturday here in Pedro. It was raining yesterday.
Yeah, kind of cleared things out good.
Yeah, so the air's cleaner. I paddled some different parts this week. Day before yesterday, I paddled in Huntington Harbor. I was telling you, brother.
Oh, yeah, toilet like.
Yeah, very filthy water.
Backwater.
Even with the bourgeois pads.
The old bourgeois backwater pads.
Yeah, those guys were stewing in it, fermenting.
They all got their little private beach right into the toilet.
Yeah, dockside, turd side. There was these little electric boats, you know. They're almost flat bottom, right? They're just for going in those little
bass boat.
Yeah. And they have a little canopy over it. They're all the same styling, a big cord, and you see them plugged in. And one had for a name, What a Power Trip, with my name. So I took a picture of it. And then Cleaner Waters was Monday. I paddled with Flea, and it rained that day, but we just beat the storm. And went from Escondido Beach around Point Dume to Westward Beach.
Oh, cool. Down
that
the
part where he is in Boo. Yeah, it faces south.
Uh-huh.
Don't face west.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the north end of the Santa Monica Bay. So he says that can get, especially after a rain, filthy. Like when he surfs, he gets an earache, the sore throat. But it was clean. And no harbor, man. We just set right out.
Cool.
No protection. And it was calm waters.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a little bit of surf makes it tough. He got took out. Of course, clipped at the knees coming in.
So is he
I read the shore and the way the waves were going, and there was kind of a mound on the beach. Mm-hmm. So I go, whoa, because when the surf's got to go up a hill, right, it's going to be calmer. Uh-huh. And I went with the stroke, so I came in, I didn't even get wet.
Cool.
So he has to sit on top. And in fact, he got wet, and it was, you know, it was threatening rain back 5 minutes after he finished starting pouring. But so he's sitting in this cold water for 2.5 hours. So that's one reason I got mine, you know. It's not a little hole, but you're inside.
Was this a rental deal?
No, it's his. Uh-huh. But it's a sit on top. A nice one. Malibu or something in the company. Mm-hmm. Malibu kayak. Skinny one and a long. So you can jam on it. And there's a lot of seals out. And in fact, there was a little rock off Point Doom. Yeah. It reminds me a lot of our cliffs or Palos Verdes, you know, the way the coast is there. But that Point Doom, there's some rocks in the water, you know, maybe 100 feet offshore. And there was a seal on it. Like, so you got the shots, click some things of him paddling by. He's a good paddler. Tell me about a couple week. 1 week trips he made in Alaska where you bring the stuff camping.
Oh, wow.
He said one of them, it rained every day, though.
Damn. No orca bobs?
No, this is up in the islands, like where I played Ketchikan.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't know if they come in that close. But he said, yeah, because they're not really way out in the ocean. They're like hopping between the islands, and you camp when you're not paddling. He said one of the trips, it rained every day. He said, ooh,
yeah.
Everything got soaked. But still, it sounds like a wild thing. You know, Alaska is just so pristine.
Mm. And minimal oil rigs, I guess, in some spots.
Oh, yeah. That's more up at the prairie, Anchorage, Juneau. This is more those islands in the southeast, huh? That come about around, I guess the other parts by Canada, too, but. This is closer to us. I don't know. It's if there's oil there so much or drilling, because it's a lot of mountain and forest.
Mm.
And I think that's more. I don't know. I know this regime wants to like open more and more of it up.
Strip mine.
In fact, in all the states, you know, fire sale before they get out of office, and so governors are fighting and, you know, all kinds of things. With that, people, except for the, you know, whatever, fans, supporters, whatever, you know, like baseball things, not clear thinking. They're always going to be a percentage.
They dig the image.
For this guy, yeah. But, but I think people are really thinking about things.
Yeah, a lot of people who never thought about things before started to say,
well, I think they were a little disabled with the fear. Because they played that card up big time.
Pump
the sissy factor. And
people who watch TV get it just pumped down their throat constantly.
Yeah, whooped up, spun around. What's that called? Whip crack. Spin them around. And
it's like just shepherd in the herd.
Yeah, right. The crook.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
The Bo Peep.
Use the crook to work the crook. Do a Bo Peep.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I guess he's on tour right now because he's got heavy. Yeah, when it's ever heavy, you bail out and
boogie,
put on a tour.
Hit the road.
Yeah. Need a regime change. We started off with John Coltrane on Tunji, and then something off the new Flaming Lips album, The Gold in the Mountains of Our Madness. Their new album's called At War with the Mystics. Watt from Pedro Show. What do we got? We're going to play some nails, but first this.
Yeah. 看见一个说话的人，你还看见星座和灰尘，生人走过你的街道，你看见陌生人打着漂亮的领带走过你的街道，告诉孩子们不要把梦留给陌生人，告诉孩子们千万不要把梦留给其他人。
From Pedro Show. That was John Jones' new band. The Chairs of Perception. John Jones, Kim Barrett. John Tally Jones, Kim Barrett of the Urinals. With a new cat named Dan. And The Chairs of Perception. That song was The Other Girl. No, The Girl Before. Sorry. Something they whipped up a demo. I think their first gig's going to be at Mr. T's next month. Or maybe later this month. I'm going to play Mr. T's again with Dose.
Oh, yeah? Oh, cool.
With Kel, former Urinal. On the same bill. I think the last is on the bill, too. It's Dose. And I haven't played Mr. T's Bowl since he passed away. So.
Good old classic spot.
Trip. Yeah. Man, he looked in good shape for as old as he was. Great shape. You would never guess he was in his 80s or whatever. Classic spot, yeah. Highland Park. I guess it was called Fuzzy Land for a little while. Wow. Jack Cinder, he was killed. Some people driving the wrong way on Sunset Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Yeah. Very terrible. Before that, we had... PK-14. It's Bone Phone. PK-14, a band from China, with a song called Tell the Children. And before that, we had Nels Klein with Dinosaur Hall, something live. I'll tell you about that in a bit. And we start off with The Powers On by the Go Team. That Nels Klein thing was from about a month ago. This deal at the Natural History Museum of L.A. County, by the Coliseum here, had this kind of series called Silent Sets. And what you did was you played, different groups of people played in different rooms of the museum, and they played quiet into a mixer. And then there'd be tables set up around... near where you're playing, and people would listen to you on headphones. So yeah, if you were just watching, it'd be total mime. And so I did it last night. It was the last of the series, and I was in the North American Mammal exhibition room. They got all these dioramas with stuffed bison.
Mammoth?
Well, no old ones. These are like contemporary. So moose, sea lions, coyote, mountain sheep,
skunks. Goats.
No skunks. It has about 12 of them. Some deer, grizzly bears, some weird kind of pig, hog, stuff like that. I hadn't seen the stuff since... many years. So it was neat to be back in there. And I played 2 hours 45 minutes by myself without a break. I just went for it. And Pool Man Tony, I used one of his devices that lets you do sound on sound. You know, I got there early and I practiced for an hour. I got to admit, I not a lot of experience playing with myself. Playing by myself. A lot of experience. The other endeavor. But this one here, like playing the bass guitar in front of people. So, I didn't want to, like, one big noodle bass solo. So I had this machine that did delays and repeat back, which would play into it, so you'd end up being able to layer up parts of yourself over.
No moonwalks?
Yeah. It was kind of spacey. It was kind of trippy. I warmed up for an hour, and I thought I was ready to go. And then when time came, I kind of choked up. It took me maybe 45 minutes to get loose again. I don't know. I never looked up, so I don't know what people thought. And the boss liked it. I got asked last week. And I said, sure, man. It's kind of a trippy thing. And they recorded it all on a mini disc. And maybe if it was edited, there'd be okay. I would get into things. If I did it more, I would get better at it. You know? I'm used to playing with people. In fact, I played tonight in Pedro here with Money Mark and John Wicks.
Pumpkinheads. Cool.
Those Pumpkinheads. 8 o'clock at Secret Grounds. But it'll be over by the time you hear it here. But we'll do another one in April. Money Mark ain't going to tour this spring. He's doing some recording.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, Nels Klein. A master at improvisation and can play with himself. By himself. No problem. And that was just a little bit of his thing there. A whole bunch of people were doing it, you know, when they had him. And one of the cats there loaded up the iPod with some of the performances, so I got to hear it after. I didn't hear. A lot of guys had turntables, power books, so that's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, shit, you know, I'm a bass player, right? I play bass. Kind of trippy. I used some of the effects I used in the Sickness opera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with that stuff, but I'm not trying to make any excuses.
Cool how you worked it on that Sublime tribute album.
Oh, I used stuff there. Right. Yeah, it's kind of neat. But there's something kind of primal about the bass. You don't even have to use a pick, you know. This is like chord, bass, amp. It's a simple thing. But because in a band situation, a lot of that would get covered up anyway. You know, your power is in your punch.
Mm-hmm.
But by yourself, yeah, that stuff is very noticeable. You could hear a lot better. So maybe I'll try more gigs like that. It just came up like that last week. And I said, sure, man. I got asked for another thing, too. Skater in Long Beach. Some TV show does a thing where they mix music with skate, and like, hey, skaters can make music too, so they want me to play with this guy Ray Barbie.
No pigeon.
Who I recorded with him once before. He's a really cool guy and great skater. And so I'll try that.
Cool.
You get asked to do stuff. Somebody sent me a song to put vocals on. And another cat's doing the thing of sea shanties, so I might be involved with that. I could probably do sea shanties pretty good. And, of course, Unknown Instructors Part 2, not just bass. Now they want me to do spiel on a couple songs, Dan McGuire. You were asking me about that gig last week with Georgie.
Yeah, but
Joe Biza, Dan McGuire, and a little bit of Jack Brewer at the Echo Park. A part of it I never played. There's a downstairs room. I guess it's going to get ready for real gigs and stuff. And because I've always played, you know, that main thing. But this room's actually bigger. And thing about that pad, no parking, man.
Yeah,
part of Echo Park. Yeah.
Parking sucks. But I like it's like a cool dive.
Yeah, it was a Guatemala nightclub.
Yeah.
I played there once when it was still, when Clinton was bombing Kosovo and did a benefit for Doctors Without Borders. Let's see here. We got something from Peter DiStefano. He asked me to play this. I think it has something to do with Porno for Pyros. He wants to get that going, you know, and Perk and Paris had kind of fallen out, and that has to heal before we can play again. And so that might be a thing, too. They asked me to be part of that, and I loved those tours I did with them.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I got you guys at the Mayan on Halloween.
All right. That was one of the last ones.
Yeah, it was fun.
Peter was in the surgeon outfit, and I think I had the mouse suit. I can't remember what Perry and Perk were wearing.
It's hard to see the band. There's so many girls on stage. Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's great.
And also the stage was kind of low. It's weird. There's like an encampment that was a little higher than the stage. So you only like saw from waist or thighs up. Yeah, but Perry likes a lot of dancers. There was a lot of dancers on stage.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mayan's a great place, too.
Yeah, do they have gigs there anymore?
Not often, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not often enough.
Well, what from Pedro show? Oh, yeah, I see right there. Peter DiStefano. Oh, Peter.
Great enemy of us all. 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 Resentment. Resentment. Reason. Resentment. Reason. Resentment. Ego, envy, hypocrite, fear. Ego, envy, hypocrite, fear. Ego, envy, hypocrite, fear. Resentment. Resent. Resentment. Resent. Resentment. Resent. Resentment. We'll be right back.
не пей, братец, а то будешь козленочком. Не пей, братец, а то будешь поросеночком. А, сестрица,
tender illusion. My hands, they'll cover your eyes. Breathe and you'll put out the fire in forests of where we will hide. And the trees clap their hands as we enter and put flowers into your hair. The shadows will let us be naked. What's under that rock? Don't be scared. most tender illusion. Close your eyes and you'll see. Nothing is real since you've kissed me. A floating away we shall be.
Watt from Pedro Show. Ooh, little echo. Got to get on that quicker, Watt.
Get on that quicker.
That was Eve Barzelay. B-A-R-Z-E-L-A-Y. Barzelay. Barzelay?
Barzelay.
Barzelay. Eve Barzelay. A guy from Clem Snide, Brooklyn band, with Let Us Be Naked. Before that, we had Battle Babies by a band called Ball Hog. Band. Their album Mission Accomplished, you know what that means. And before that we had a band from Ithaca, New York, called Czar, T-Z-A-R, with Don't Drink the Water. Before that, Hell Crab City with Promise the Boys. Where they're from.
Hell Crab City.
Yeah, obviously. Sorry. Thank you, Brother Matt. And we start off Peter DiStefano and Resentment. Okay. At the end of, next Stooges gig, Reykjavik.
Oh, wow.
And so Iceland, first time for me there. And then Finland. Bergen, Norway. I've been to Norway, but not Bergen. So I got some new gigs.
Cool.
Beginning of May.
Bitchin'.
And then I think, there's some other things too. I know in June there's like Switzerland, Zurich, maybe it's Montreux. Remember he was saying something about Montreux Jazz Festival.
Wow.
And, what's the other thing? Yeah, maybe Warped Tour in the summer with some Stooges. He's talking
cool.
Kevin Lyman. Yeah.
Very cool.
Because when I came back in the summer, mm-hmm. Hey, where you been, Mike? As I told him, he goes, man, I want to play that. I think it'd be great for kids to see.
Oh,
Stooges,
yeah.
You know? Get a little dose of the real deal.
Yeah.
He was bumming when he called me a couple days ago, and somebody had copied his credit card or something. Yeah, on a little spree.
Oh,
identity
man.
Identity thefts.
Damn.
So he's on the phone all day trying to stop everything.
Shit.
Yep. Can you believe it? Keep that stuff close.
Guarded. You think Chocolo clerk would say, you're not Iggy Pop. I seen Iggy Pop and you're no
you're
Iggy
no
Pop.
Iggy Pop. That's right. Somebody should got wise like that. So, but can't wait. And, working on the tunes for the album, too. That's a very exciting thing. Crap. Things are falling. But no spring tour for Watt, as far as his own music. Maybe in the fall, a U.S. one with the Missing Men, Tom Watson, Raul Morales.
Cool.
And we're almost out of time. But yeah. I will say that I was invited to open up for 3 weeks of Chili Pepper in Europe.
Oh, bitch.
End of November, December.
Cool.
So for sure that.
Very cool.
And hopefully a little U.S. swing, and then I'll record something new with the Missing Men. Okay, it's the end of the first hour, March 4th, 2006 version edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Hang tight for hour two. March 4th, 2006. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Let them handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. And and I'll be so glad. Someday I know he's coming back to call on me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying fogey, daddy deep inside me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go.
Show. That's Spencer P. Jones. I think we got a little reverby. Wish we had a, like a button, right? When you were in the studio, they'd have a button for you or something.
Automatic.
Oh, it was automatic.
As soon as you hit the mic, it would shut off.
Okay.
The monitor.
Okay. I know how we'd finesse that, so we got to do it like clutch and brake. Down with the clutch, off with the brake. Or is it the other way? Whatever. That was Spencer P. Jones, guitar player for Beast of Bourbon, great Australian band I just got to play with at the Big Day Out thing. That's a song of his called from his solo record. What's it called there? It's the red and yellow one there. It's got a name?
Oh, yeah. Spencer P. Jones by the Kublai.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fait accompli. That means it's already done. You can't do anything about it. It's already, yeah, it's done deal. In the bag. And that tune's called I want a hand to hold when I go to hell. Okay. Thank you, Spencer. Before that's the bass player of Beast of Bourbon, Brian Henry Hooper with all the times we spent in bed together. Same kind of vibe. And we'll play some Beast of Bourbon. Not the Stone song, which they're not allowed to do when they go to China. That Brown Sugar, Honky Tonk Woman, and Let's Spend the Night Together. Not allowed.
What was the criteria there?
I don't know. Based on the population in China, I think people have been liking to spend the night together.
Seems like they know what they're doing.
And we started off with Nina Simone. And I loves you, Porgy. Porgy and Bess, Nina Simone, great lady. I think she passed away last year, right? Was it 2 years ago now?
Got me.
Yeah, it was recent. She's wild. Way into her. And now it's my extreme honor and privilege to present you, Brother Matt, in the Spin Cycle.
Yeah. It's the E talking. the weekend never dies. Part of 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 the weekend never dies.
like she do the lilac. Down myself, down myself, down, down.
stripped away. Wide open, left to subjecture. I guess that's just the way. We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro show.
That was bitching.
Yeah, that was a good take on Minuteman tune I wrote a couple of moons ago. It's Expected I'm Gone by Tortoise and Bonnie. I'm sorry. Bonnie Prince Billy, which is Will Oldham. And that's trippy. I think the record's all a bunch of covers. Yeah, look, there's Springsteen.
Oh, that's the one.
Thunder Road.
Oh, cool.
Okay, good job, guys. Chicago.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I think Will, though, is Kentucky. Louisville or something, originally. I don't know. But, yeah, they did a good job. Before that, we had a couple Australian bands. Further with The Actor. And before that, we had Beast of Bourbon Live with a tune called Fake. Beast of Bourbon, at the beginning of the second hour, I played Hooper and Spencer songs from their solo records. So that's what they sound like when they're with their band. And we're at the end of... of course, I was following Brother Matt's great rendition of his spin cycle.
Thank you.
Cutting it up. Smoking it out. And we're at the end of the second hour, March 4th, 2006 edition of WAP and Pedro Show. Please hold tight. Hour 3. March 4th, 2006. It's the third hour of the WAP from Pedro Show. And here's part K of Moon Over Morocco.
Listen, I have the advantage. If I speak, the others have it.
And so Queen Azora's trap is sprung. Jack is caught. The selves within himself battle one another, a full-scale war within himself. It's like what the Russian guy, Georgiev, once said. One within us sets the alarm clock at night. And in the morning, another within us awakens and says, "Who the hell set that alarm?" When we battle ourselves, if we wish to win, we must outwit ourselves. And then, who won?
Marmaduke, where is the queen?
My king has a miserable, may Allah bless him.
Stop bowing, Marmaduke, and tell me, where is the Queen Azora?
The queen, may Allah grant her long life and may...
Where the hell is the queen?
In the tower, my lord, the queen prepares.
Which tower?
The highest tower, my lord, the queen prepares the sand trap for the barbarian son of El-Kabar.
Let the sand magnify his thoughts.
Until he is swallowed up by his own thinking.
But drains of sand will slowly trickle down, filling every crack and crevice in El-Kabar's brain.
Gone without me.
icy fingers up and down my spine.
Well?
Goes excellently, my lord. See how the sand drifts downward. The gentle fall of each grain. Round and round I go.
I don't ask for gentleness,
down
my queen.
Down and down I go. Watch the pattern that I weave, my lord. The wind swirls and chaos rules.
Yes, but the pattern must be tightened.
No longer he knows who is in control or who watches. Let us play with him a while longer, my lord.
No, no. I want you to tighten, to squeeze, to crush his mind, to bury him alive.
My Hassan, you seem to be affected by this.
I don't like this magic.
Do you fear the magic? Nay, like a mad dog, turn and go for the master's throat.
Don't play with me, my queen.
Perhaps you may find someone more skilled. What about your old wazir?
This is making my head seethe. Finish him. Bury him quickly.
From the King Hassan Bezel, the final squeeze and burying of the broken bone.
Yeah, take this.
Hey, Claude, you hit the wrong guy.
You think so, eh?
Let the main task.
Take this.
Be the one that watches.
Who did that? Which one of you did that?
Be the one.
No, he wasn't.
That
listen,
watches.
So he did
just
it.
Watch it go down.
Did, eh?
Just
take it like a man. You hit me, you idiot. Take this.
I said, just passing through.
Someone's still minding the controls. Okay.
Come again.
Yeah, thanks. That was a nice fight. Etc.
Everyone has many within. One, and one that watches. Let the many pass. Be the one that watches.
much better.
Thank you, my lord.
He is finished. I will retire now.
I will join you soon, my lord.
Yes.
Pity to bury the eye of El Kabar, to be lost forever beneath the sands of the great Sahara.
It is said, the tongue has no bone, yet it crushes.
He who is a mocker dances without a tambourine.
You are prepared for your journey?
Yes, but I still don't understand.
You have been sent to seek and secure the Eye of El Kaaba. Once it is in your possession, you will return here.
And then you'll help me return to my dream world?
I will help you. Now, these are my instructions. The Marmaduke will take you to the dream merchants. They will assist to transport you to the Son of El Kaaba. He and his party may be found in the basin of the Salt Lake. Nothing lives there, not even buzzards. So you will have time.
And once I'm there?
Those from your dream world, the two that have sent you, have instilled certain actions within you. Suggestions that will function automatically. Now, you will leave.
But how can I be
my
sure
My magic will protect you.
But
none can cross my magic and live. Praise be to Almighty Allah.
Goodbye.
For it is said, one must not shoot a glass arrow into a painted deer.
In the cool hours of the evening, the smell of the mint beds, the cedar wood and the eucalyptus trees of Tangier, carried by the dry, scented winds of Morocco. Morocco.
I tell you, Mojo, after what you told me about that conversation, the one with Fatma Tajim and the Contessa di Zazimia, I'm ready to pay the old Contessa another visit.
You mean so they can set you up?
I've already been set up. One more visit, and they'll strap me to the catapult and zwang, right into some other world.
You shouldn't visit them. Not yet, boss.
I Now that I know for sure who's responsible for Sunny disappearing, I'd like to visit the Contessa once more, just to see her face when I punch her in the nose.
Oh, boy, you wouldn't do that.
Not the kind of punch that sends her across the room. Just a little poke. You know, the kind that squashes up the end of your nose and makes your eyes water.
Oh, man, you'd do that?
Sure I would.
Then you'd never get Sunny back. Listen, boss. Fatima and the Contessa, them two knows you'd walk right into what they got set up just to get Sunny back.
I'll take my chances.
Man, you don't have a chance to take it. They pull some root into you, and when you're tranced up, they lay suggestions. You'd never be the same. So they send you into that world where Jack and Sonny are. You'd be doing what they want you to do, not what you want to do.
Okay, okay, I agree. This is not so fine a pickle.
Some pickles just naturally got holes on.
There is a saying, the heart of the fool is in his mouth. The mouth of the wise man is in his heart.
You want to stop at this cafe?
Sure.
I could do with a drink. All that talk about pickles made me thirsty.
I'll have a beer.
Steve, this is what I've been thinking, boss. Some time ago, I heard about this Berber tribe in the Atlas near Marrakesh. The Grand Atlas. And it's gonna blow your mind, boss. They had a queen who was the last of a long line of kahunas.
Hold, wait a minute. Hold it right there. You gonna tell me that this Berber queen came from Hawaii?
Just the opposite, boss.
What's the opposite?
This queen told of a legend preserved in her tribe. And the legend says that a long time before, her people lived in Egypt. And they helped build the pyramids using their skills in magic.
Oh, boy.
And the legend says that 11 other tribes are the same people left by way of the Red Sea to find new homes in the Pacific. They had seen these homes in a vision.
Wait just a minute. You're saying the Hawaiian kahunas are related to the Berbers and they all helped build the pyramids?
There's a lot of things hidden in the Atlas Mountains, boss.
The kahunas are magic people, right?
Yeah.
God damn it, Mojo. You and your magic. You keep coming up with all this crazy information. Don't you have any bottom? It's like you've got the whole history of the universe stored in the back of your brain. Who told you that kahuna stuff?
My friend and world traveler, Quagmire Jones.
Quagmire Jones? You gotta be kidding. How can you carry all that useless garbage around in your head?
I don't carry nothing, boss. I just rubs the lamp when I need something.
Quagmire Jones, world traveler. Where is he now?
I don't know, but I knows where that Berber tribe is.
You're not gonna go there.
I'm going to.
Damn. Well, I hope you have a nice trip. So, when are you leaving for Marrakesh?
Tonight.
Quagmire Jones. Quagmire.
There's one thing you gotta promise me, boss.
Not to make fun of Quagmire Jones?
No. You gotta remember how Sonny Sky saw that street and the courtyard, like in a dream. And I warned her, don't go down that...
Yeah.
Likewise, don't go see the Contessa or the old factory.
It's all right.
Look, this magic ain't light stuff, boss.
Okay.
You see... When I was listening to those two, they knew I was listening.
Yeah.
But they maybe knew that I knew that they knew that I knew.
Wait a minute.
What I'm saying is, they got you in the best position and patience. And it don't matter what you think you know. when the devils drop. Taxi! Taxi! This is where I split for the airport.
Yeah, well, there's an old Arab saying, Mojo. Don't be deceived by the whiteness of the turban. Soap is bought on credit.
Where to? One punjo, ready to go. Boom, 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 boom.
Just a second. There's another saying, boss. If a man said to you, a dog carried away your ear, would you go after the dog or search first for your ear?
Let's go!
Allah may love a poor man, but not a dirty one.
Put your dates in the honeypot, but don't sink it afterwards in the mud of the Nile.
Little Flasik and the trusty Abu dig about the desert seeking their buried leader. Meanwhile, Mojo awaits the night flight to Marrakesh.
Mojo, you ain't left Tangier in 5 years. This trip's gonna be something. I hope. Well, that was mine.
Who is flying from Tangier, Marrakesh, and Agadir. We shall reach Marrakesh Milan Airport, our first stop, within 1 hour of flight. We ask you to read carefully the safety instructions located in the pocket in front of your seat. We also ask you to fasten your seatbelt, chatting at the back of your seat, and refrain from smoking during the takeoff. Thank you. The dinner will be served to you during the flight.
I hit something. Sounds soft like turban. Is turban.
El Kabab, baby. You underneath that turban?
Yes.
Hand me the shovel, Abu. I'll uncover his head.
Yeah. Ouch.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm
fine. I'm just fine.
Oh, we regret not able to uncover sooner, but was not certain what Duna sand you buried.
You certain you're okay?
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking.
The Queen Azora makes sandstorm. She tried to bury you.
Yeah, I had a suspicion that was in the wind.
We must move soon now, so we may cross the dry salt lakes during the cool of the night.
Yeah, well, that sounds wonderful.
Where is your camel?
Where is Seymour?
Yes, Seymour.
Oh, my God, I'm still sitting on him.
He's beneath you.
Oh.
Holy Toledo, they really buried you.
Well, it could have been worse, although I haven't figured out how.
Come on. I help you out of hole.
Oh, thanks.
You all are right, yes?
Yeah, I'm okay. What about Seymour?
A crab on the firelight. My cigar.
Oh, sure. Oh, God, my pockets, everything's full of sand.
Come. We now dig out your Seymour, huh?
Yeah. Look, anybody for turning back? Oh, well, that was just a passing thought.
Country down there. It's nice to take a trip now. What's that thing? Something flying along with us? That can't be no bird. It's too big for a bird. Uh-oh. I think that is a bird.
You can see the salt lake.
Wow. The moon reflecting off those salt crystals. It's like diamonds scattered down there.
It's not so pretty during the day.
There's no life anywhere. Neither animal nor vegetable can survive in this salt bottom. Even on the perimeter, there's not a tree or a shrub or one blade of grass. Nothing. Big zero.
It is the land of fear. It is desert within a desert.
Come. We cross.
Kelly's.
I was in Marrakesh, boss.
That's nice. How's the weather?
Think the
weather in Tangier is better, boss.
Yeah, why's that?
I think you got one less owl back there.
And what's that mean? You mean it followed your plane? It followed you?
That's about the speed, boss.
That's some owl. Look, Mojo, this thing that happened to Flanders and Sonny, it's not your responsibility. If anything happened to you because of those old biddies, I'd feel like a droopy baggish.
Don't worry. That owl ain't come to hurt me.
Why not?
You're curious. The owl's just fine. For now it is. I'll catch the morning bus into the Atlas anyways. I'll call you when I gets back to Marrakesh.
Okay, Mojo.
Bye, boss.
Oh, one other thing.
Yeah?
Don't let anybody set you up.
What you mean?
Well, there's an old Arab proverb. Better the gurgling of a camel than the prayers of a fish.
What?
Bye-bye.
Wait a minute, boss. There's a saying about... Hello?
Shh.
Better the gurgling of a camel than the prayers of a fish. Dang. I think he got me.
It is impossible. Sounds like a thunderstorm. In the desert?
At the other end of lake.
In this region, rain falls maybe once in 3 years.
Maybe our luck is finally changing.
Changing?
You know what happens if we are caught in storm down here in bottom of lake?
Sure, we'll lie on our backs and float.
Ha ha! Very funny.
The sun here can pop the top off a thermometer.
Even in shade, pop.
If there was any shade.
Gets hot enough to boil the blood inside your skull.
But that's not the worst part.
Look, couldn't we just save the worst part until tomorrow?
If you wish. Come, we must hurry. Maybe we can find ground.
Look around your feet.
Oh, my God, the water's rising.
Uh-oh.
We are doomed like dogs.
Yeah, salty dogs.
You have a collect call from Mojo Sam's Yodo man. You accept?
Oh, okay. What is it, Mojo?
There's an old Maghrabi saying, boss. If you make yourself honey, the flies will eat you. Bye.
Mojo? Mojo? Mojo?
Start the burn, approaching all the
Lot from Pedro's show. That was the Low Ways Quintet with Speak Now. Before that, we had Ouch, My Throat by Aunt's Analog, or Aunt's as in Uncle, Tia. Big Sound. Before that, we had Enemies of the Secret Hideout with If I Am a Time Bomb. And we start the third hour off with Part K of Moon Over Morocco. The plot thickens, as is wont to do with the Jack Flander adventure. Got a gig tonight here in Pedro, Money Mart. After this here, going to head off to practice pad a few blocks away and load up the amp. Get down there. Sacred Grounds, 8 o'clock, throw the jams. Las Vegas, Monday and Tuesday with Banyan and Hellride Perkins. Kind of a, not my favorite kind of Banyan because there's no Nels, but I'll give it my best. It's not my, it's not a town I go to much. I always wonder about the kids who have to grow up in Las Vegas. But I've met some nice people there. What's that?
My uncle used to be the chief of police.
Wow. That must have been a gig. Yeah. Any stories? Wasn't it tense?
Stories. Yeah, he was full of stories. Just homicide detective on Black Dahlia.
Oh, wow. I read that book by James Ellroy, Black Dahlia.
Yeah, like
Elizabeth Short. Yeah, that might have been it. Elroy didn't get into that, but I know recently they think some doctor wigged after a divorce or something. Wow. How long was he in Las Vegas?
He was there for like 3 or 4 years.
Whew. Yeah. Ma's side, Pa's side? Okay. So he's a Maddich. Oh.
My grandmother's sister's husband.
So great uncle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's still kicking too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she's like
good genes. Okay, from Ireland we got some Estelle. This is what I just got flowed a track to. They want me, because they're an instrumental band, but they wanted me to do spiel. Okay. So here we go. Watt for Pedro Show.
It's run amok. That's what they call me at the paper. I'm capable of any caper till I run out of luck. Miss Runamuck. Not the name I write under, but my words crack with thunder till you wonder what I'm smoking or sucking. Cause the plums I was plucking had to come from something more than pluck. From Miss Runamuck.
At the time when the world seems to be standing hopelessly out of control, there's deceivers and believers, and all in-betweeners that seem to have no place to go. It's the same old song. It's right and it's wrong. And then it's just something that I do, and with no place to hide, I look in your eyes and I found myself in you. I look to the stars, turn all above the bars, and I'm nearly gone up in smoke. Now my hands on the wheel, something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home. Takes the shape of an oak down by the river, set an old man in a bar, set a sail, spinning tails and fishing for whales with a lady that they both enjoy. Well, it's the same now, too. It's the man in the moon. It's the way that I feel about you. And with no place to hide, I look in your eyes, and now I have found myself.
From Pedro's show. That was the Majestic 12. The Majestic 12 with maybe Welcome to the City. I don't know. They didn't put the names of the songs. It's track number 2 on their album Schizophrenology. What's phrenology? Science of the bumps on your head? Yeah. So if you thought that was secret, I just gave it away. Your album title is known. I wish you would have.
The songs are a secret.
Yeah, the titles. Good drummer. Before that, we had Carla Boslitz. Could you hear Willie there singing with her? Yeah, Hands on the Wheel from her Red-Headed Stranger take. And before that, we had Nuisance Midget by Estelle from Dublin. Oops. Got some stuff falling here. Brother Matt, I'm wrecking the Love Grotto. Yeah, Estelle, I'm going to do a track. I can't remember the name of the song, but I just got it in the mail, and we'll get to that via the Pro Tool. So, yeah, sun's coming down here in Pedro, as is the Watt from Pedro show. Done with another edition, maybe show 97 or 98.
Something like that.
So coming on the centennial show, I guess we'll have to celebrate and try not to blow claps. I don't know. Good to be back, though, doing shows. Next week, I'll be here. No weekend gig, huh? Yeah, first time since back from tour. Yeah, I look forward to pedaling tomorrow because I won't get to for 2 days. 3 days, probably Wednesday. Yeah, I'm driving back, so miss out on my pedal paddle routine. And catch back up on that Thursday. Meanwhile, though, it's March 4th, 2006 edition Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.